Hello, welcome to His Glory. This is Debbie. I hope everyone is having a blessed day today. Okay, so I was in worship this morning and I just really felt the Holy Spirit coming over me when I was reading this scripture. So we're going to be in Matthew 13 today. And I really felt pressed upon the Lord to do a podcast about this. I definitely feel like God right now is really speaking to His children and really trying to wake His children up. I know that many have felt the nudging of the Spirit on them for many things in their lives. This could be whatever maybe you're struggling with or praying about, but God, I just really felt this so much this morning. So I want to start in, it's Luke 13. It's not Matthew. It's Luke 13. And really about repentance, being repentant, having a repentant heart, His children understanding that whatever you struggle with or whatever maybe you're going through, maybe, you know, we all fall short, okay? We all fall short in the kingdom of God. None of us are perfect. But it's when we fall short that we don't hide from the Lord. We don't hide. We don't try to keep it from the Lord. We actually go into repentance and we confess that to Jesus, right? We go, we humble ourselves, we humble our heart. We go to Him and confess, and that's when God will come in and heal us, okay? So God has really just been, you know, pressing on me about repentance and about, you know, understanding what that means. And it's we all are going to go through this. I mean, our journey in this walk is difficult sometimes, but, you know, we all struggle with, you know, different things that God is working on us. And, you know, when we go through these challenges, we don't hide from the Lord. We go to Him and we humble ourselves and we ask for repentance and we move forward. We keep it pushing. And that's what God wants. And He wants His children to be fruitful in the kingdom of God. And what happens is a lot of times people feel unworthy to be fruitful. They may feel like they have unrepented sins in their life and they're hiding from the Lord and the Lord's calling them to step forward and go into their calling and they're hiding and they're not allowing God to heal them so they can be fruitful. And so God is really pressing on His children to really step into their calling and to really step into the will that God has for your life. And that means going into Him, repenting of your sin, allow God to heal you, and so you can be fruitful in the kingdom of God, because God is really pressing on His children now more than ever in the times that we're at to really seek Him right now, because He's needing His warriors on the field to gather His children to come home. There's so many children out there that are lost, that are not walking in their calling, they're not walking in the fullness of God, and they're not walking the way God wants them to walk. Many know this. A lot of them are convicted. A lot of them have that conviction, but they're just not doing it. God is tugging on their hearts to come to Him. They're hiding. They're refusing the healing. They're refusing the life that really God wants for them. And so God is just really trying to work on your heart and work on those things so He can push you forward into what He really has for you and what He really needs from you in the kingdom of God. It is it's a war, and you know, we are like on the battlefield. And so He needs you to be out there gathering up people for His kingdom. That is, you know, whatever calling you have over your life, God just has been really pressing on how important it is to be repented, have a humble heart, and allow God to heal you. That is so crucial right now. I want to start, this is going to be in, we're going to start in verse 24. Strive to enter in at the straight gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able to. This one line is so heart-wrenching for me. Reading this just breaks my heart, because I really feel like there's so many people that are so lost right now. And God is moving and he's trying so hard to wake his children up. And so many are so asleep. They're so asleep. And God has really just pressed on my heart that he's going to come so fast. He's going to come so quickly. And many are going to be left here because they're walking in darkness. They're lost. And the scariest thing for me, the scariest thing about being a Christian and what God has allowed me to understand is that what's the scariest thing for me is that many can be deceived thinking that they are going to go or they are okay and they're not and they're deceived and it's a spirit of deception over them. And a lot of Christians are walking around like this. They think that their works are going to save them. They think that they can just be a good person and that's it. That's all it takes is just be a good person and go to church on Sunday and that's it. There's no relationship with the Lord. There's no change in their life. There's no change in their heart. There's no outward change in their life. They're not fruitful. They're not doing anything. They're just living their life in their deceiving mind that they're good. And God is just like, no, it is time to pick up your cross daily. Die to yourself. Die to your flesh. It's a battle within yourself. You are a spirit in a body that is constantly at war because your flesh wants to take you one way and your heart and your spirit wants you to live another way. Your soul, God is trying to change that part of people's minds and your heart and your spirit to open up to God's truth. But this one line says it all, that the narrow path is narrow for a reason. It's narrow because not many are going to find it. That is so unbelievable to me. Strive to enter in at the straight gate. We have to strive. What does strive mean? Strive means to make a great effort. You're going to have to fight and make an effort for this. It's a war. It's a battle. And many don't want to do it. It's not an easy path. It's narrow for a reason. This walk is hard. It is so hard. It is not easy, but you strive. You want to be a different person. You want God to change your heart. You want to live for him. And that means being fruitful for the kingdom, okay? And it says, I say unto you, many will seek to enter in, but shall not be able to. When once the master of the house is risen up and have shut the door, ye shall begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not. Who you are? He doesn't know who you are. What does that mean? That means that those that are going to be knocking on the door are those that don't even know who God is. They don't even spend time to know who he is. There's no intimate relationship with him. There's no in the word of God. There's no intimacy with him. There's no secret place. There's no secret place for them with God. They're not in the secret place with God. They're not spending time with him. They're not praying. They're not asking God, you know, basically allowing God to show them who he really is. There's no intimacy. And I feel like, how can you have a relationship with someone that you don't even know? How? You never talk to them. You never spend time with them. How are you going to have a relationship with them? This is the same for God. What makes people think that just going to church and allowing a pastor, a teacher teach them for an hour, and that's it? There's no other intimacy. They're not in the Word of God. They're not trying to seek him out. There's no trying to understand who he is at all. None. Zero. At all. And then there's those that may be in the Word of God. They may be reading the Bible, but there's no change in them. They don't have the Holy Spirit. And it really boils down to having the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has to dwell within them. How do you know if you have the Holy Spirit? There's going to be fruits of the Spirit. You're going to have a yearning to seek who God is. You have a yearning for it. A yearning to know him, a yearning to have knowledge and wisdom of him. Then shall you begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in the presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence you are. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. Because if you're not walking with the Lord, you're walking in the world, which the world is run by Satan. I mean, it's really black and white, and it's that simple. And I know people have a hard time with this, but if you're not walking with Christ, then you're walking with the enemy. Because who's your father? You can't have one foot in the world and one foot out. You can't be on the fence wavering. God would rather you just be on the other side than be wavering on whether or not you won't even want to have a relationship with him. Man, this is just unreal. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you shall see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrust out. You'll be thrusted out. Guys, this is like an urgent message. I just feel it on my spirit this morning. I feel it in my heart. I just feel such a sadness. Because I believe that God is so close to coming, and there's going to be so many people left here. There's going to be so many people left, and there's going to be a lot of people in the church left. It's time to wake up and make your decision on what you want and where you want to go. God is not playing anymore. Judgment is about to fall on this earth, and it's going to start in the church. It's starting now. The churches, those that are in the church, that are in power, that are not walking in the Spirit, they're not walking in the Holy Spirit, God's going to yank out of those positions. God is rising up his remnant to teach people, to open people's eyes, to walk according to his word. And it's not going to be people that you think. It's not going to be these pastors that are walking around. They've made God's church a place of selling. And, you know, when Jesus, if he were walking in these today, if he was walking around today, Jesus would be turning over tables in churches. You know, a lot of churches, all they care about is entertaining you, giving you affirmations and positive messages. They're selling. It's not what the church is meant to be. It is not meant to just entertain you. It's meant to convict you. It's meant for you to be convicted that when you leave church every day, you're thinking to yourself, God, how can I be different? How can I change these things about me? You should be walking out of church wanting to be different. You should have such a conviction over your heart that you want to go out there and rally people into the kingdom of God. You have a heart for the lost. It's not that you just have a positive message every day. You have to have a conviction. And a lot of these churches are leading so many people to hell. They're not teaching people the truth, the true gospel of God. They're too scared. They're scared that if they say the truth, that means they'll lose their members. This is insanity to me. You have got to quit relying on people to teach you. You need to have the Holy Spirit teach you. Have the Holy Spirit come in and teach you. God will open your eyes. The Word of God is alive. It is alive. And if you just get in it, you're going to be taught and you're going to learn. The Holy Spirit will lead you to truth. You can't rely on these people in the world anymore. A lot of these pastors are compromised. A lot of these pastors are not who you think they are. And God is going to yank them out of these positions. The judgment of the church is here. People need to wake up. You can't rely on these false teachings. They're demonic spirits. This is what is happening. God would be turning over tables in these churches. It's time to get back to the basics. It's time to get to the Word of God and get in the Word yourself. Ask God to show you, give you wisdom. He will. He's going to. He has to lead you to truth. And, you know, we should all be checking ourselves. You know, God, do I have the Holy Spirit? Show me, God. Am I saved? You should be having these self-checks within yourself. Check your heart. How is your heart? What is your heart? Your heart says it all. Do you have empathy for people? Do you have, you know, what is going on in your heart? We should all be looking at ourselves. Am I living my life the way God would be proud? Would God be proud of my life right now? What am I doing? Am I hurting other people? Am I loving other people? Am I there for my neighbor? What am I doing? Is the fruit of my life showing the love of Christ? That's where we should be every day. I don't know who God wants to hear this, but I am telling you, God is it's an urgency now to make a decision of what you want. What do you want out of your life? Do you want to live for God? Do you want to pick up your cross daily? It's not going to be easy, but in the end, it'll be worth it all. Trust me when I tell you, this world is fallen. There's nothing in this world that's going to satisfy your soul other than Christ, period. Whatever you're seeking for happiness, for that hole that you feel within yourself, the emptiness that you're feeling is the lack of the Holy Spirit. That emptiness that you're feeling, that you're trying to fill with whatever this world's offering, you know, drugs, alcohol, sex, whatever that is, consumerism, none of that's going to satisfy. It will never satisfy you ever. You'll just want more and more and more. And that's how the enemy works. He wants to get you so far within your sin that you feel like you can't reach for the Lord. But God is there telling you, all he's asking of you is to ask for healing, to ask for forgiveness, to repent and allow him to heal you. That's all he's standing waiting and for you to come to the end of yourself. That's it. And then you will be where you need to be. Guys, I just felt an urgency to talk about this today. May God bless you. May God shine his light on you. May he pull you into your calling, and that he will just show you the love that he has for you. And I pray that we all just walk according to his word. That's what I pray. I pray that for you. May God bless you. And I hope that this helps you. And I hope this really reaches those that need to hear it, in Jesus' mighty name. God bless. Amen.